Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 110 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I'm in Montreal. I'm at Just for Laughs, the big comedy festival. As many of you know, one of my favorite things in comedy is to be here, and I'm here hosting the Ethnic Show, which is fantastic. And I've been joking as I do publicity for the show that I don't even know if we could do this show in the United States. We have become so tight-assed, scared, and politically correct. Just the title, The Ethnic Show, would probably throw some people into a tizzy. They'd have a tizzy, and we can't have tizzies going on in the United States of America. So they sent us up to Montreal to do this show. And we started last night. It is myself, Rashid Boudour, who is Moroccan, Jeannie Yashere, Nigerian from England, Dan Natterman, Jewish guy from New York, Ahmed, Egyptian guy, Frank Spadone, Italian, Canadian guy. Yeah, it's a great mix doing this show. Oh, and Ronnie Chang, who's Chinese from Australia. So when you talk about ethnic, we got it all. And I'm loving it. But that leads me to my first topic for the podcast, something I hadn't expected or hadn't planned to talk about. I just got off the phone with a show called Air Talk. It's on KPCC, which is public radio in Los Angeles. And the topic was Amy Schumer. Is she a racist? Were her jokes racist? Whatever. Now, I'll say the same thing I said on the radio. I know Amy. I don't know Amy well. I wouldn't define us as friends, but I've met her. We've crossed paths, worked together, whatever. And I don't think Amy's racist, okay? There were a couple of years ago, she did some jokes. She plays this. It's a character she does. If you've seen Amy, you know she does this. She plays this kind of dumb, clueless white girl character. And she made a couple of jokes about Mexicans. One of them, she said, oh, that joke didn't work. Nothing works 100% except the Mexican. And the other joke was, and I'm paraphrasing, she said something like, I'm looking for a new boyfriend. I'm breaking up with a Mexican. This time I'm going consensual. Something like that. It was basically a Mexican rape joke. And she's catching a lot of flack now because of Donald Trump's idiot comments about Mexicans being rapists. And here's the thing. First of all, Amy's not running for president. Amy's a comedian, and we know Amy's a comedian. So you have to look at that filter. Now, there was a woman on the show on KPCC, Dr. Stacey Patton, and she wrote an article, an op-ed piece about how Amy's jokes are racist and Amy is racist for doing it. And I was on, and I disagree with her because she does make a point. Dr. Patton makes a point that it's dangerous when white people who are in the majority, who are in power, make jokes about minorities and the racial stereotypes of minorities. Obviously, it can come across as like, you know, the redneck making nigger jokes, okay? But that's not where Amy was coming from. And I don't believe that's where she's coming from anyway. And as I said on the show, I think the crowd can tell. Crowds know if you're coming from a racist perspective or if you're coming from a comedic perspective. And if you do something comedy and it crosses the line and it's bad, in bad taste or bad joke, the crowd lets you know. And they booed Amy, and Amy handled booing pretty good. But the crowd let her know that, yeah, that was wrong. And she hosted the MTV Movie Awards recently, and she made a couple of jokes, and it was the same thing. You know, that's a chance you take as a comic. And Dr. Patton was saying that in these times of racial unrest with what's going, you know, with Charleston and with the police and, you know, killing black people and the riots, that comics shouldn't talk about race. And I say no. I say this is a time when comics absolutely should talk about race. Our job as comedians is to speak the truth. We tell the truth. How many times has Jon Stewart on The Daily Show said something that no, quote, real newscaster would say? Because Jon's a comic, so Jon takes that risk. And people are like, wow, Jon Stewart got it right. So, yeah, Amy told the joke. Now, the other thing that's very interesting about this is, As you know, I'm here at Just for Laughs, biggest comedy festival in the world. And one of the highlights of the festival is when they pick a comic to talk about what's going on in comedy with what's happening and so forth. And last year, Jim Norton talked about this topic. He talked about race, because if you remember, well, you don't remember, hell, I barely remember. But last year, Anthony, of Opie and Anthony, got fired for his racial rant against a black woman who he photographed without permission, and she went off on him, and he went off on her on the radio, and he got fired for it. So Jim Norton, who works on that show and is a great comic, who was talking about society and should you get fired for saying something and so on and so forth. And one of the things Jim Norton said was he admired Amy Schumer as one of the new comics who's not apologizing for the jokes she makes, even when they piss people off. Well, guess what? Amy apologized for these jokes. You know why? Because she's starring in a new movie. And I just think that once you start starring in movies, well, you may not want to apologize, but that publicity machine may say you got to apologize. So that's my opinion on it. Amy, and here's the other thing about these racial jokes. If you do a joke about Mexicans working hard, or, you know, black people steal, or, you know, let's take it to even Polish people being dumb, it's hacky. That's what it is. It's a comic. You look, oh boy, that's some hack material. Hack material meaning you're taking the easy way out, unless you do a smart twist on the stereotype. You know, oh, black people talk loud in movies. Yeah, okay, that joke hasn't been done, I don't know, 50,000 times. So that's the worst crime, to be a hack. Don't be a hack. Now, while we're on the topic of racial tension in America, and really quick, and I say really quick because I hate every time I hear him talked about as a presidential candidate, and I hate mentioning you. Donald Trump is nothing more than a racist asshole, all right? And an egomaniacal, narcissistic publicity whore. And that's all he's getting as a result of this stupid presidential run. We all know he's not going to be president, but they continue to cover him like he's a real candidate. Now, I'm glad that the PGA and the LA School District pulled out of golf tournaments at his golf course. Macy's finally dropped him, although I dropped Macy's years ago because Macy's kept him after all his racist comments about Barack Obama. But I just wish we'd stop pretending he's a candidate, stop listening. And I got to say, and believe me, I don't feel sorry for the Republican Party ever, but they are really blowing it, because their silence is heard by the Latino voters. The fact that none of them are saying that Trump is wrong is being heard by, and Latino people are not stupid. They get it. They get it. One more time, Republicans looking at a racist with a wink and a nod, and not saying anything about it. And yeah, please, can we stop covering Trump like he's a real candidate? And as long as I'm talking about presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton was on CNN, did another interview, and I just wish she would let her personality out. She's always so guarded and comes across as so cold, and people say she can be warm and nice, and I really think she's going to need to do that. Hillary Clinton's a grandmother, right? I mean, what grandmother doesn't have sweetness in them somewhere? Doesn't have humor? Be vulnerable. Take a chance. Don't sit up there and tell us one more time that the Republicans are painting you as dishonest and holding old grudges against Bill Clinton, blah, 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 because, and this is just my opinion, until Hillary Clinton allows her personality to come through, her personality will be defined by her detractors. So I hope she gets it together, and I hope the Democrats have everything going for them going into this next presidential election. Let's hope they don't blow it. South Carolina has voted to lower their Confederate flag only 150 years after losing the Civil War. They've decided we probably should let the flag go. The flag's a symbol of racism and hate. Let's not pretend any of that stupid Southern heritage bullshit, all right? That flag is a symbol, and it's a poorly coded symbol of hatred and racism and everything else negative about that. It's almost comical what was going on. The fight that they had in the South Carolina House of Representatives over keeping our flag to keep our white heritage. You know, I'm going to throw something out here. This is my thing. Okay. To the states, to the people that want to keep the Confederate flag, how about we let them secede? How about we pretend they won, okay, and they can leave the United States, they can leave present time and go back to the 1800s where they want to live and have their own country, their own whatever they want to call it, the Confederate States of America, whatever they want to call it, but they lose all federal money. Because make no mistake, all of these southern states collect more federal money than they pay. They collect more welfare, they collect food stamps, they collect all kind of federal subsidy. Oh, we hate the federal government. You'd die without the federal government. You people, it'd be over. So let's give them their wish. Let's let them secede. Now, here's what we do. If you're a minority, if you're black or Mexican or Latino, whatever minority, you're allowed to leave those southern states and cross the border into Yankee country. You can come up north. No questions asked. Join us. But if you're a white Southerner who loves the Confederate flag, you try to enter a Yankee state, you will be treated as an illegal alien. Huh? How about that? We treat you as an illegal alien. We call you a rapist, and we'll deport you, and we'll send you home, and we can just round you up. If two or three of you are standing on the corner talking, those look like white Southerners. Had the police round them up, and let's check their papers. Yeah. Yeah, let's do it, because you think this is all such a great idea. Let's do it to you. Let's do it. Let them have their own country, okay? But they're illegal aliens in our country. You know our country, the one that's in present day. Go back to 1850, wave your Confederate flags, and that's it. I got into not even an argument, a debate with my friend and brilliant comic Tammy Pascatelli about TV Land canceling Dukes of Hazzard. Well, you shouldn't have painted a rebel flag on top of the car. That's what the guy who owns the General Lee car, he's replacing the rebel flag with an American flag. Sorry, Dukes of Hazzard. You got a big Confederate flag on the top of the car. The show's getting pulled off the air. Plain and simple. It's too bad. You're a casualty of the Civil War. I just don't feel sorry for any flag supporters on any level. You like the Confederate flag? It's a symbol of racism and hate. Everybody knows it. Stop it with the feigned ignorance. There's nothing more insulting than when these right-wing racists pretend they're ignorant victims of society, okay? You know exactly what that flag means. South Carolina, it's about damn time you took it down. Okay, moving on. What else have I got this week? Supreme Court Justice Antonio Scalia, I'm sorry. What's wrong with him? No, I'm serious. Like, there is something wrong with this guy. The Supreme Court had a case recently, and it was about hotel registries and the police. And basically, in Los Angeles, the police wanted the right to look at a hotel registry without a warrant, and the case went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said no. The Supreme Court said that you cannot get a hotel registry without a warrant. That basically what they said is, although there is crime at hotels, although there are criminals who hide at hotels, hotels aren't intrinsically, you know, criminal. It's not automatically a criminal place. Unless you're Antonio Scalia. This is what he wrote in the minority opinion. Okay, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, in the majority decision, said that hotels are not intrinsically dangerous. So there's no reason to require a guest book to be handed over without a warrant. Okay. Justice Scalia, in the minority, described hotels as, quote, an obvious haven for those who trade in human misery. Such places, he said, provide housing to vulnerable transient populations and are a particularly attractive site for criminal activity ranging from drug dealing and prostitution to human trafficking. They offer privacy and anonymity on the cheap and have been employed as prisons for immigrants. They serve as rendezvous for child sex workers. And oh, what hotels he staying at? Yes, it does happen in hotels. Yeah, but these crimes also happen in cheap apartments and every you can't. So does that mean the police can just walk into your apartment because the rent is below a certain value? Maybe Judge Scalia is staying in the wrong hotels. I don't know. There is definitely something wrong with that guy. While we're on the topic of justice, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, he is one of these Tea Partiers. He's so against the Supreme Court and gay marriage. You know, it's the end of life as we know it. This marriage is sacred, blah, blah, blah. You know, it says in the Bible that Moses had like 40 wives or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, he's one of those guys. Well, guess what? He's about, and I love this. I love when things work out this way. He's being investigated for felony securities fraud, and he's about to be indicted again. In 2014, he was fined $1,000 by the Texas Security Board for referring clients to a finance firm and taking commissions and not registering as a solicitor. But now he's facing indictment on major fraud charges, steering investors to an energy firm in which he owns 10,000 shares, and another investigation having to do with Maori Capital. So this guy looks like this guy's in trouble. And isn't it great that this is another guy who quotes the Bible when it's convenient, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? I'm no expert on the Bible, but I do know that Jesus didn't like the money changers, and you're being indicted for some securities fraud. So I love it. I think that's great. And on the topic of things that are great, we've all heard about the IRS scam. Okay, we all know that recently, over the past couple of years, scammers have been phoning people, okay, just calling people and saying, this is the IRS, this is the government, you owe, you know, thousands of dollars, and unless you pay right away by phone, by credit card, whatever, you're going to go to jail, okay? Well, one of the leaders in this scam, okay, Sahil Patel, was caught. And Sahil is going to be doing 14 years in jail. He was crying in the court and blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what, Sahil? The government called, and you are about to do 14 years in jail for your part in this fraud. Yeah, so that's it. The bully gets caught and gets bullied. How great is that, that you have been perpetuating a fraud of the government, and the government caught you, and now you're going to jail? Every now and then, the system works, and in this case, the system worked. If you get that call, it is not the IRS. The IRS, while they can be intimidating, and believe me, I know, I've had my share of IRS problems, they do not call you and threaten to put you in jail unless you send them money right away. So if you get that call, it's like the Nigerian money change thing. It's a fraud. It's a scam. Don't fall for it. At least one of the organizers is going to jail. Happy to see that. In entertainment news, yeah, Bill Cosby, they released, you probably heard this by now, they released a transcript from a court where he admitted that he was trying to buy Quaaludes that were going to be used to drug a woman to have sex. I've said this before, where there's smoke, there's fire. Cosby's one of my comedy heroes, but he's definitely guilty here. A lot of people are upset because the statute of limitations seems to have passed on these cases. He won't do any. Doesn't seem to be any criminal charges, although LAPD is investigating. I guess if it's happened recently, it might still be within the statute of limitations. And it's horrible. It is a horrible thing. A hero has fallen, and I'm not trying to clean it up for him. This was a terrible thing, and I'm one of those people. I'm not saying he didn't do it, because he did do it. I'm saying that it's so hard to believe because we loved him so much. But this is more proof, and it's fucked up. And I don't know what happens to Bill Cosby. I know that this will cost him a lot of money in civil suits and so forth. I know his reputation is forever tarnished. He was America's dad. He was our greatest comic. He's given millions to the United Negro College Fund and all of that. But you know something? When you drug women and have sex with them against their will, then all of that goes out the window. That's how it works. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's sad for both. It's sad for the women. It's sad for Cosby's reputation. And people get mad at me for saying that, like, oh, why are you protecting him? Well, because I am. That's my opinion. It's horrible. It's a horrible situation, but he's wrong. And I want to make it very clear that I'm saying that. Jared from Subway, he's in trouble. Jared, well, I don't know if he's in trouble. He's lost a Subway deal. But if you haven't heard, Jared has a friend who was the CEO of his child obesity charity, Fighting Child Obesity. This guy's a child pornographer, and he's been arrested, and they investigated Jared. They seized Jared's computer and electronics, and Jared might be in trouble. I tell you this, Subway lost some weight because they cut Jared right away. That's how that works. And apparently, Jared's worth $15 million. Well, I guess you better hope he holds on to it, because this is child pornography. This is some serious shit right here. Don't know yet. Hasn't been charged or anything, but he's definitely being investigated. So we got that going on. And finally, you know me. You know I'm a Clipper fan. DJ's back. DeAndre Jordan is back with the Clippers. He's not going to the Mavericks. I'm happy about it. Okay. But here's the thing, and if you're not into sports, shut off the podcast now. You won't have any interest in what I'm talking about. But apparently the way the NBA rule works, you can say I'm going to sign with this team, but you can't officially sign until July 9th. So DeAndre said he was going to sign with the Mavericks. Then he talked to Blake Griffin and Doc Rivers and some other players on the Clippers, and he changed his mind. And he said, no, I'm going to stay with the Clippers. And he didn't answer any. He didn't take any phone calls from Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. And now they're kind of pissed off. They're like, well, we thought he was going to be our center. We didn't go after anyone else. You know, and people are like, DeAndre's wrong. He's a bad guy. The Clippers, no, he's not. You know why? Because he changed his mind. And guess what? He's allowed to change his mind. Hell, you're allowed to change your mind. If you work at company XYZ in New York, and then company ABC offers you a job in Chicago, and you say, yeah, I'm going to take that job. I'm going to go. Then you say, wait a minute. You have second thoughts. You don't want to move. You don't want to uproot your family. You whatever reason. You think, you know something? I haven't signed a contract. Changed my mind. I'm not going to ABC in Chicago. That's your right. You're allowed to do that. That's what DJ did. He's allowed to change his mind. The problem is NBA players have the worst public relations in sports. They're always come across as the bad guys. An owner of an NBA team can trade you at any moment. He doesn't have to check with anybody. He doesn't have to see if the public thinks it's nice. He just trades you. They can even sign you and trade you the next day. They sign you and you think, hey man, I just got signed with the Golden State Warrior. What? They traded me to the Knicks. Yeah, it can happen just like that in the same day, and nothing's wrong with it. So this is DeAndre Jordan changed his mind. I'm happy as a Clipper fan, obviously, but even if it went the other way, I would back his right to do that. I back the right of athletes. It's millionaires versus billionaires. I'm going on the side of the millionaires once again. So that's it. That's it for me this week. I am literally about to cut off this podcast and go do my gig hosting the Ethnic Show, and I'm going to love it. I love you guys for listening. Thank you for paying attention. As always, please tell a friend about me. Follow me on Facebook or Twitter. Tell your friends to follow me. I could use more followers. This is Alonzo saying thank you and signing off. Oh, by the way, I really love my Casper mattress. Just saying, I miss it. I'm in a hotel.
If you you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.